guest of the day right here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. Not one, not two, but three guests of the day today. My spirit animal, my brother from another mother. One of the highlights when I see this guy on the calendar, I make sure I'm sober. It's Warren Coates. How are you, partner? How are things?
I'm doing wonderful this morning. A little nippy out there.
Yeah, a little chilly. And you had to wait. I was doing a trivia giveaway. Otherwise, I'd come rescue you
earlier. Know. That's all right. I was enjoying that thing up in the sky. What's it called?
Oh, yeah, that sun.
The sun, yeah.
We only see it one or two days a week now, so you got to get it when you can.
No kidding.
Big weekend up at the Legion. A lot of stuff going on. Let's talk a little bit about, first off, tomorrow, before we get too far ahead of ourselves, you got Vets Affairs. You're going to be talking a little bit about that tomorrow, and then the big steak fry this weekend, too.
Yeah, yes, that's true. Okay, tomorrow, I talked to Ray Lynn down there. Just wanted a reminder that their supper is from 4:30 to 6:30.
Okay.
They want you to come down South 5th Street, and then you make a right on Grant and take the first driveway, and they'll have plenty of spaghetti.
Yeah, and remind everybody where that. You and I know, but let's make sure people are familiar as to where that supper's going on. So.
It's going on at Veterans Fair Building.
Gotcha, right there
and
at the building.
It's just a drive-through.
Okay.
Yeah. Two or three, let's see, before COVID, mm-hmm. then they used to have it at the fairgrounds.
Yep.
You still got a lot of people that are kind of hesitant about.
Yep.
I see it. You walk around, you see people with masks, and you mm-hmm. know. So, and I can understand that. Maybe someday we'll get back to the fairgrounds and do it again.
Yep. But at least it's drive through tomorrow.
Yeah. So. And it was good. It was good. I had it last year.
I like spaghetti.
Oh, yeah.
There's
yeah.
nothing wrong with a good old batch of spaghetti. So that's so that starts, what time does that start tomorrow?
It starts at 4:30 to 6:30.
4:30 to 6:30 tomorrow. And then, do you want to talk about the conference, or your guys' awards, or you want to talk about the steak fry next?
Oh yeah, I was going to let everybody know this last Saturday, the Legion and the Legion Auxiliary held a District 4 Spring Conference here in Manchester. Mm-hmm. We had about 100 in attendance out of 12 counties, which is in District 4, so we're in Northeast Iowa. Our post received the Roadrunner Award for over 105% membership.
Nice.
I think they only gave like 5 or 6, and so we're very, very proud of that. Our adjutant done a super job getting all the members around. We're always looking for new members. You know, as we get older, we're getting less and less people in the Legion, mm-hmm. trying to get these young bucks to come up and join us. And I don't know where we're going to be in 15 years. Maybe there won't be a Legion, but
I hope
so as long as I'm around, I'm going to keep going.
Exactly. You're going to outlast me, Warren. You and I are about the same amount of stubborn. You've just been at it longer than I have.
Oh, yeah. yeah, that's true. Let's see. Okay, let's talk about steak fry. It's coming this
Saturday night.
Yeah. I found a guest bartender.
Yeah.
That's going to
come
in.
Some guy.
Yeah.
It's not worth a darn.
Yeah. we're happy to have you come and guest bartend.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to helping out Saturday night there at the Legion.
Let's hope the rain stays away.
No, if it rains, send them in.
God, come
on. If it's nice out, people will be out. Rain and come on into the steak fry Saturday.
Yeah, I hear it's prom night, so maybe they could bring their dates and have steak at the prom.
I was going to wear a tuxedo t-shirt. Is that fine behind the bar there?
That's fine.
What time does everything get underway Saturday, Warren?
Okay, we're going to start at 4:30 to 7:30. And we're going to have our ribeye steak, salad bar, baked potatoes, roll, dessert, and it's dine-in or carry-out.
Nice.
The carry-out has worked real well, especially mm-hmm. after this COVID thing. So everybody's welcome. This is our first one. We broke out the grill, last week and power washed it, got it all cleaned up and shiny.
Good.
And it's ready to go.
You got that sucker chained down somewhere just so she don't go running again?
We got locks and cameras and everything else on it.
Got a guard dog tied to the tongue and everything.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So we like to see a large crowd. Last year when we had it, we think we did 204 steaks that first night out. And then it fell off a little bit. But, you know, there's so many things going on mm-hmm. all over. You're competing against everybody. But we do have a good meal.
Yeah.
And the steaks are good and... like to see a lot of people there.
Yeah, the good meal will make up for the bad bartender.
Hey, do you know how to mix a drink?
Oh, yeah. I've been in broadcasting for 15 years, Warren. I can mix a drink. So that's at the Legion proper. So let's say if you're doing like a drive-through or, you know, carry-out, what's the best way to go about that? Just parking in the front or how are you going about
that? Yeah, and just come in. They'll have it all ready for you. Just call up and tell them how many, and they'll have it their containers. And right out the door.
Gotcha.
We do. Last year, I would think maybe 40% of
Okay. Okay.
35-40% was takeout.
Gotcha.
And it worked really well.
Good. Yeah. So that's 4:30 till 7:30 on Saturday. And let's say somebody wants to go order. Who do they call? You, the Legion?
No,
or?
We call the Legion.
Okay.
And the number is 927-3271.
Gotcha.
And we'll have a gentleman sitting there with a phone.
Yep.
Taking your order. And usually it's about 15 minutes.
Well, because it's fresh off the grill.
Oh, yeah. We don't start cooking them until they're ordered.
Yeah. There you go.
They're not pre-cooked. So.
Just like the mixed drinks I'll be slinging on Saturday night. I don't start cooking them until they're ordered. So.
That's true. The other thing I got this morning is May.
Yes.
Memorial Day, May the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to have our services at the cemetery at 11 o'clock in the morning. It's time to replace the flags. You know, this wind has just ripped up many flags. They had one of the gentlemen took it out of the flag box there in front of the Legion. He had two garbage bags filled with flags. That's how bad the wind had ripped the flags. And you can get them at the Legion. All of our flags are made in the USA. And we're open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Not on Sunday. Friday, Saturday. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Full disclosure, I've been mixing drinks for Warren since he got here this morning. We've been practicing.
Coffee's pretty strong. We're open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 4. Or just call, and we'll get back to you and to ask what you need, and then we'll have it waiting for you when you come
in. Yeah, I bought one. I got one at the house down in Cedar Rapids. Mom and Dad have one up at the farm in Fayette. They're the nice, sturdy ones, too. That are double-sewn that'll withstand this wind a little bit better than just those ones.
They're not printed.
Exactly. No, they'll stand a little bit better than the printed ones you
and
got
out
there.
And it says made in USA. And, you know, it's hard.
Yeah.
To find flags.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I was just told yesterday the one flag that we get, Iowa flag, is up. Our cost is $80.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
And they don't have the people to make flags. Mm-hmm. That's the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so far behind.
Yeah. But, so get them while you can then.
Yeah.
Get it so you can have it up on the pole and properly lit and everything for Memorial Day then.
Yep. And if you see somebody that's got a raggedy flag around town, hey, you might mention to him, hey, it would be nice if you put a new flag up.
Yep.
I'm not ashamed to walk up and tell somebody that.
That's what you fought for, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Any closing thoughts, words of wisdom to get us through the rest of the week?
I just
better safe for the radio.
I hope to see everybody there Saturday night, and I enjoyed it, and we'll probably be back in May to give you an update on things.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to spending time with you. I'll be on the other side of the bar for a change.
There you go.
Earning my keep. Warren Coates, give him the round of applause he so deserves and desires as he joins us this morning. We're going to pause here. More guests of the day. We got Tim Vick and Mrs. Mayer will join us next right here on KMCH.